from the other daily devotion is here today again. God is ready to shine the light of His word into your heart. Oh, you'll be blessed, you'll be lifted, and your life will never remain the same. From the altar daily devotion with Pastor Femi Mike Alabi is here again.
Hello, good morning or good day. We celebrate the Most High God for His faithfulness and mercy upon our life, upon our ways. Give thanks to God for His faithfulness. We thank Him for His mercy, for His compassion over our life, over our ways. Lord, there is no one like You.
Worthy of our.
We thank You, Jehovah. We celebrate You for making it possible for us to witness the 21st day in the 10th month. Father, be Thou glorified in Jesus' name. As we are up today, we thank You for Your mercy, for Your kindness, for the grace, for the favor that You have bestowed upon us. We glorify Your holy name. We say, Baba, we thank You. Lord of Lord, we give You praise. Lord, today, as we are up to witness another amazing grace of Your wonders on mankind, Father, we say thank You. Ahead of what we are witnessing today, we say thank You. That is done. Let's go to celebration arena. Let's go to the celebration corner or arena to rejoice and celebrate with those that have their birthday today. And we say happy birthday. Many happy returns of the day, long life and prosperity. We glorify the name of the Most High God for being there for us. We thank Him for His mercy, for His kindness upon our life, upon our way. It has been God all the way. It has been God all the way. That in your new age, you will attract favor from mankind. You attract favor from nature. You attract favor from spiritual realm in the name of Jesus. Happy birthday. And to those that are having their celebration today, yesterday, my father made a landmark. The mandate that the Lord gave to him got to his peak yesterday when the Lord told him, pick a child from nursery school to university. The first set of graduates graduated yesterday. We thank God. It has become an anniversary. 28th of October has become an anniversary. Those that graduated yesterday, it has become their anniversary because it's an achievement. So as many that have one anniversary or the other that they are celebrating today, I pray in the name that is above every other name that you will rejoice in it. Be it wedding anniversary, graduating, anything. You graduated, you establish a school, you establish a ministry is being established through you. Whatever you are doing, every year, 21st of October, will be a good memorable day in Jesus' mighty name. Happy anniversary celebration. Let's move to the word of God. We are still talking about the amazing grace of God. Amazing grace of God over mankind, over our life. Let's see what the Lord is saying today. As we look into the book of Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. The beginning of everything. Genesis chapter 2 verse 7. The beginning of human race. Amazing grace. He gave it to us. The grace was given to us amazingly. Genesis 2:7 says, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life. And man become a living soul. And man become a living soul. What is it that you are contending with? That's why when I see some people that don't reference God, I pity them. I pity them. You will see what God is capable of doing over your life, over my life, over every living thing, most especially mankind. He breathed into our nostril. The Lord made us from the dust, from the ground. He gave us life by breathing into our nostril. You know, God himself, he didn't send anybody this. He called the host of heaven together, let us make man in our image. So after all of them have done what they can do, God breathed into the nostril of that dust. And the dust rose up and become a man. And that man become alive. And that's how I know. I've said it, God created once. Every other thing is reproduction. We are being reproduced. Even when he was creating Eve, the Bible said he formed. That's formation, creation. The Lord bless us in Jesus' mighty name. You will not disappoint God. The amazing grace that the Lord has given unto you, why did he breathe into our nursery? To become a living being, so that we will demonstrate his blessing. We will showcase his glory. Brethren, no matter what the devil or your adversary has been doing against your life, God's purpose for your life shall come to pass in Jesus' name. That sickness will not kill you in the name of Jesus. You are amazingly created. We are fearfully and wonderfully created. He amazingly created us. He breathed, he gave us life himself. that life will not be snuffed out by your enemies in Jesus' mighty name. The glory of the Lord that is more than what you can think of is manifesting now. Grace, grace, grace. And you see, when man begins to mess up with God, that's when you are trying to incur his wrath. The wrath of God is very, very, nobody can stand it, withstand it. Nobody, nobody. Remember, a king said, my hand has done this. And it was mighty. Just one tap, one slap. Looking into the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 verse 14, Ezekiel 37 14, he said, and shall put my spirit in you, and you shall live, and I shall place you in your own land. Then shall ye know that I, the Lord, have spoken it, and perform it, saith the Lord. Brethren, God created us, not only just creating us and left us. He didn't leave us to be wandering about in the world. God put us, he put his spirit in us. The spirit is to be guiding us, to lead us as the Alpha, to back us as the Omega, so that in our life, we will be useful for ourselves, for mankind, and to God. No matter what you are passing through, it's just for a moment. It's for a moment. God has not handed you over to failure, has not handed you over to sickness, has not handed you over to perish. God is still taking care of you. What you are passing through is just a test of nature. You will survive it in Jesus' mighty name. And you will stay in your own country, in your own land, in your own place. God has a place for every one of us. That's why you see some people, their place is their native land. They wanted to travel abroad. That's why some died in the desert, some died in the Mediterranean Sea. One thing or the other happened to them because they tried to move away from their own land. Many people are doing something. Have you asked God? When people were migrating in the book of Genesis chapter 26, the Lord specifically told Isaac to stay in the land. He stayed in that land. Then things turned around for him. He stayed. He asked God, God, should I follow suit? The Lord said, you are going nowhere. Stay here where you are. Brethren, let me stop here today. And by the special grace of God, you will manifest grace. You will enjoy the amazing grace of God. The Lord has spoken it. The Lord will do it for you. He will perfect all that concerns you in Jesus' mighty name. You are blessed, lifted, and connected in the name of Jesus. Let me stop here. Like I said, by the grace of God, I'll be coming your way again tomorrow. Before tomorrow, when I'll be coming your way, I said, enjoy the pleasant surprises of God. Shalom.
You've been listening to From the Altar Daily Devotional with Pastor Femi Maikalabi, the Senior Pastor of Christ Empowered International Ministries, Ibadan, Oyo State, Nigeria. We know that the power of God in His Word through this broadcast can transform your life to become what God wants you to be, a champion. This broadcast has been made possible through faithful and committed partners like you. You too can partner with us. Account name, Christ Empowered International Ministry. Account number, 375-919-7017. Bank FCMB, or you can use 3025365130. Account name Alabi Femi. Bank First Bank. We would like to hear from you. For inquiries, comments, and testimonies, contact us on +234 9038021402 or +234 8056167840. You can also write us through our email, ftadevotional@gmail.com. God bless you.